took a page has.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Okay. I remember his
message. Now, we may be tikkun arba, so you start from that paragraph. So, as we spoke about the previous prof, we spoke about the process of. So, there's the meters which offer. Generates and how do you overcome those? And the meters which each generates and how you overcome those. So there we had a specific tikkun which is going to address each one of the problems. Now we have a new problem called Shilton Hayetzer. Okay. But this, the power of the Dimyon and the power of the Shilton Hayetzer, there's no tikkun, shamein tikkun mashiach. There's no specific thing you can do which will address this. What can you do? Only the following: rak eronus tamidus. You have to be constantly be awake and aware. Bikaris atzmis harifan. You have to be willing to sharply challenge yourself. Not allow yourself to be fooled. So when you're doing something, you question yourself, why am I doing this? But it has to be done in a very intense way. We said that the issue of dimyon, that the person doesn't perceive things properly, but the solution that was learning, which trains your mind to see the world as it is. But the power of the intensity of the Yetzer to overpower the person, even the Talmud Chacham is not guaranteed against that. Laskifa and the Pisim or Lakshila, to catch him and to cause him to stumble. Therefore, all we have is the following. Ayave Hashem Sinu Ra. We have to make a conscious decision to distance ourselves from the potential problems. To wait to create protective measures against falling into the Ra. Having deep philosophical insights is not going to help you, but creating practical ways, right, to stay away from things which can cause a mixture, that's what's necessary. That will allow us to connect. They seem to come across like pretty dry, not only very intellectually and emotionally maspia, dealing with just practical kishbonos, and they sound pretty depressing. The answer is Bemisain Yira Mechait Ella Bitri Lakhaim Panimiyim Shoife Omik Visal. The truth is, the answer is that the root of this idea would be the following. Let's say for argument's sake, I own an extremely precious diamond, and I appreciate the beauty of the diamond, and I wear it sometimes in situations of great pomp, circumstance, etc. I also recognize the fact that at any given moment somebody can try and steal the diamond, so I'm constantly creating different ways to protect my diamond. So, I'll sit there and make all these different calculations and protection, etc. It sounds pretty boring and pretty basic. But the root of the issue, the reason why I'm doing it, is not because I like doing boring things, sit there making plans with the police and the security companies. It's because I recognize the value of the diamond. Because it's so precious to me, I don't want to lose it. So I'm willing, because of that, to spend my time And I can even, you know, in my mind, generate that all the things I'm doing, I feel a certain amount of relief and pleasure, because I know that now my precious dime will be safe. So if I understand, if I truly have a true connection to Torah Mitzvahs, so my year of hate will be that I how would I ever want to lose that? So I'm willing to take this, just relying on, I think, the beauty of it. So people, I'll never want to, you know, lose this. It's a mistake. Because the Shilton Yetzer will come along and overpower the person, even though he recognizes the beauty of it. He recognizes the value of it. Therefore, if I truly recognize the beauty and the value, and I'm also aware of the power of the gates of Earth to overpower me, I'm going to take the steps necessary to retain my precious item. I'll build a fence around my beautiful rose bush. I'm just relying on the fact that there's thorns there is not sufficient, because there's people who will trample my whole bush. There's beings that can trample the whole bush. As I'm building that fence, it's a labor of love to protect a beautiful item. Hein ein Dibri agroz al b'mishli dalad yukimol haksek b'musar al terif notra kihi chayech. So haksek b'musar al terif, never let go, never loosen your grip. Notra, you're going to protect it, kihi chayech, it's life. I mean, the goal of life is to constantly move forward in your growth, breaking your Venus rose. That's our time in these classes. You always have to constantly be counting yourself in this. Because so that's all the life is about. You're not being watching it, so you don't understand the value of life.
This is on the ground.
It's all the growth. That's all the quote from the growth. Come on to the mice. Okay, so what do we do with the mice with this information? So, Chatira Tamidis Lodas Atzmeno Levakar Atzmeno. Digging deep constantly to get to realize what are my motivations, what's causing me to do things. And to sift through that information and challenge ourselves. Right? Lahargish Bedwarma Mazikim Lanu. Yudilaharis Hetrali. And recognize and be aware of how things can be negative. And not to murder het. The Malkum should support you along the field. The Lalechis, and therefore now create the door. The places where I'm afraid I'm going to lose Madrega, don't go. If the Baron Gurmel and Rifia, don't be stubborn. The Baron is going to stay away from the Sukkim of Aviron and Son all the Taino. Lalechis, things which are going to cause us not to maintain our Shlita of our Das. And bring us into situations where we don't want to be, and do things we don't want to do. So don't get involved with them. So I have to know what's honestly my challenges, what affects me, what are my weaknesses, what are my meanest roles, what are the things that I'm drawn towards, which are predominant, or somebody else is not necessarily drawn towards them. He said this idea before, the idea of Yiras Cheter, right? We spoke about that. I think I mentioned to you then, the example which I gave was, I was
going to a dentist to clean it.
So I was going to dentist X, who did the teeth cleaning himself. Whatever reason, I had to move to dentist Y, he was about dentist, etc. But there was a woman who was doing the... I don't remember touching me. So he says to me that, you know, the Shul of Isaac husband comes and, you know, this female hygienist, you know, does him, like, why are you from the Shul of Isaac? I said, because I know myself that I have that need. The Shul of Isaac doesn't have that need. Well, one will do the other. Right. I find it was a pretty young hygienist. I don't want to bring it in, touching me, you know, spending, you know, half an hour in my mouth, you know, touching, moving me around. I'm not comfortable. It didn't affect him. It affected me. Right. So I
a puppy.
What?
He's like a puppy.
Right. You know.
It's like a log on your shoulders.
Right. You know. But, so here I am. And saying that's something which I need to be aware of. I have to be a very outgoing, friendly guy, and I'm going to connect with people. She might rather say a word to the woman, right? You know, and, you know, male is going to come with more and more of a comfortable situation, which I don't want to be in. Right? So I can work on not being friendly, you know, which is part of my avoidance. Sometimes, you know, being too friendly.
Interesting about it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, when you have the situation, you know.
When you're like in New Square and you think a child is still a woman, and like.
That's not a problem. That's uncomfortable. That's not a problem. That, you know, I've had, you know, I had a nurse where I was working, so, you know, I would go to, you know, it's always, you know, very warm, etc. So last time before she left, she said, "Rabbi, I'm going to miss you." And she grabbed me and gave me this hug. Like, you know,
yeah.
Right? You know, if I were so friendly, I wouldn't have that problem. Okay.
Right. Okay. Yeah, but then she wouldn't have like a good impression of like where the Orthodox Jew is. And,
you have to figure out, you know, the balance. I'm saying this, but you have to be aware that sometimes, you know, there's boundaries that you have to be aware of.
Right. Yeah, I just wear a sign that, like, I don't shake hands with her.
Don't touch.
No, stop.
Okay. So, but the point he's saying is, if a person has to be aware of where their challenges are, where somebody else by nature doesn't have a problem, then they have a different avoidance.
And you know what? And you know what? How's it going with that? He couldn't save himself. How can it save me, right?
That's, but I think the correct mush is understanding. We understand the value of what we're dealing with.
He's going to get that symbolic of violence.
The more you put a smear on something, the more the root of that is because you understand the value of it.
It's not a bit.
If all of this is just a smear without understanding the value, it becomes very dry. The person doesn't understand the value of their right or what they're doing. So at some point they say, you know, what do I know the Shmira for? That's why you have the people which aren't marked on beautiful rights, you know, the opposite of the case, not of mitzvah, but of a veira. Talks about this from Yichud. So it was Arlo asked, like, why are you so not worried about Yichud? You know, you can't control yourself. You can't be a man and control yourself, not do something improperly. So he says, most people when there's a house on fire, you know, very, very fire, they don't go as close as possible. They move as far as possible, the way as possible.
When it breaks, what is the Easter issue?
Well, you know, like, go close. Be a man. I say, no, I'd rather be safe than be a man. So if you understand that the story that you're dealing with are a fire, so like, yeah, I want to be far away. If you look at these sermons, like, it's not the end of the world, so then, like, what's the problem? But most understand that if the result is going to be that I'm going to lose something extremely precious, I'm not taking chances. And if I do, that's a statement that means what I'm really saying is that that's not so important.
And I ask you, what is that biblical?
So that's the flip side of that. We're talking about a barrier. We're talking about, you know, so the escape is the damage of the relationship between you and a Kurdish born, which the more you understand the value of it, the more you understand that you're going to want to make a shmir. Okay. This is a new thought process.
Tell me,
the shomer of the
Lord.
I never knew there was a Mishnah that says keep the bottle.
Storehouse.
I'm saying when I learned that Mishnah, what I learned about
Yiras Hashem, it says, which Yiras Hashem is the Oitzer, which holds it, allows you to hold on to it.
No, like bottle.
I don't know if it's the same idea.
It's a little bit of a different idea.
Because you're awesome.
No, no, it's my point.
That's what coming Yiras Hashem. It's only Yiras Chate. Yiras Chate is the specifically the way Mishnah understands it. It's the awareness of the damage that Chate does.
It's a mistake that went through his mind. You can't prove that. I need a vodka.
Thereby,
that's all. He doesn't agree
to protecting yourself against
that's
that.
That's what he's understood it. That's why these Tzush tells him of the mutual sense to me. Over there, there's a clear bit off.
Now.
Over there, no, I'm sorry, over there there's a shiloh of their loyal kinam amar, over here we mentioned the last paragraph, paragraph before last paragraph, here it's a loss of confidence, that's really an expression of a true inner life with a desire of oimek and growth.
We would like to hope that now, as we become more and more aware of what we are, what our challenges are, and we're working on that, and we're growing with it, and we're being honest about that. There's a light which comes out of the depth of going on inside of us. Okay, and he's going to explain that. So the midah of Deya is an expression of being aware. Ramban. Rashi Pirish at the Riyad al-Hakim is Lashon Nosaleim Leib Ulo Helimim. Menachanu al-Derech Pshat. Al-Derech Pshat, that is correct Pshat and Apostle. Kibas Tila Hister upon of Mehem. Bershom, as it were, hit his face. While your lechol in that kaisa was being consumed, v'toshmel kimit nakasam v'ra oisu. Lomer shaloi hister pan of oid mehem. Rishon did not hide his face, being the idea of focusing on kaisa. V'yeda es makirom, and he was made himself focus on the pain of kaisa. Kol natsalehem. It's called Tzarek Lehem. Okay. That's all Piderach of Shat. Of Derech Emes, Yesh because of Azeh, Soid Golem Mi Sisri HaTaru, Loimer, Ki Ola Inyanam Lemor Ponok, Vikar Vesam El Hadas, Kinyan Mekarev Shanim Tadiyah Baregaz Rechem Tizkor. Okay. Ramban Roimus Khan the story something referred to as Horus Pnei Hashem Megal Shumi Sug Hadas. Horus Pnei Hashem is rooted in the principles of Das. Das Elyon, who said Thomas Leodate, the concept of Das by Kosh Baruch Hu is something which is really Sisri Taro. Nor Meniskav Ein Kain. We don't truly understand. Ula. Kosh Baruch Hu and Das Gamlon. But we also have an element of Das. Vim Kain Dimyan, Barak, La Das Odom, Laumas, Soy Das Shamal. The Das of human being is totally different than the Das of Mal. However, there has to be some element of parallelity, is such a word. because the rules refer to as das. Imagine he's got along beside das elyon, shuyin the oris bana. And if we can say that the concept of das is oris panim is really rooted in the concept of das by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nuchul lahasi kigam das odom he misoid a gadol shel oris panim. The person is able to have oris panim, he's then expressing his kayach of das.
You guys know what I'm saying? You guys know college kid is
making
you
going to
talk about the whole Mitzvah of the whole world? Doesn't
expand
sound right.
Upon that. Let's hold
on
here.
The
parrot goes for a while.
So we know that